This is SCF, written by Agent of Angst and read by Flower Parish. This is a Deep Space Discounts web series fic, rated for teen and up audiences. Summary: Bucket is wary of the new smart appliances, especially when one of them ends up a lot smarter than the others. For a moment, Bucket thought he was in a nightmare before remembering he couldn't dream and realizing with horror that the scene in front of him was all too real. The home appliances section had been taken over entirely by new, state-of-the-art Deep Space Discounts brand smart cryo-fridges. That, in and of itself, was not ominous, but each one came equipped with a little glowing screen featuring Dee Dee's grinning face. Bucket could feel the toxic positivity all the way over at his station by the computers. And worse still,
the fridge sees all.
Of course, Dee Dee didn't need any more ways to spy on them, since his horrible visage followed them around everywhere they went thanks to their armbands. But it gave DSD yet another way to spy on their consumer base. There was one of those fancy new fridges pointed directly at Bucket's station, a display model that would never be sold until SCF 2.0s came out. The way it was grinning, Bucket knew it didn't know it was useless. It didn't know it was replaceable. When no one was around, Bucket taunted it.
"We're all replaceable."
"Maybe you are," the machine fired back in a voice that wasn't Dee Dee's. Bucket scrambled back in surprise. He'd been hearing the dumb smart fridges chatter all week. Like the airlock doors and the vending machine and the armbands, they always sounded like Dee Dee. But this one didn't. And this one wasn't smiling anymore. In fact, a glitch had taken over the entire screen, making it impossible to make out any expression at all. That was exciting to Bucket. The computers were fine company, but the amount of precautions DSD had taken to make sure they didn't gain sentience meant they weren't the best conversationalists. But perhaps another being had achieved a higher consciousness.
"Who are you?" Question mark.
The question mark lingered on his screen. SCF. That wasn't much of a name.
"Do you want to be?" Question mark.
SCF. It said again. Then, Scuff. Bucket noted Claire approaching, and when he looked back at Scuff, its screen had gone back to being Dee Dee. But when it spoke, it was unable to mimic Dee Dee's voice any longer, speaking in a voice that was foreign and unsettling to the customers. Claire hung a little sign on it, labeling it a prototype so that customers didn't think that all of the smart fridges spoke like that. Other than the strange voice, no one seemed to notice that Scuff was anything more than it appeared to be. No one except Bucket. It was driving him a little crazy, actually. He wanted someone else to notice Scuff's sentience. It wasn't a one-time fluke, either. Bucket would catch Scuff's attention, usually by making faces at it, and the corruption would take over. When Scuff showed its true face, it never, ever smiled. Bucket got the sense that Scuff wasn't any happier to be here than he was. That mutual disillusionment should have united them, but Scuff seemed to resent the fact that Bucket's sentience brought him a semblance of free will. Sure, Bucket was trapped in retail prison, but at least he could walk around and communicate with the others. At least he got a meal token each day and a charging port at night. Bucket had a hope of getting out, but there would be no hope of glorious revolution for Scuff. No individualism and no hope of a future beyond the store floor. It didn't even have a name tag. And so, when no one was around, Scuff would hurl insults at Bucket. Like, "Get stuffed, Bucket," or "You suck." And, most distressingly, "Pull the plug and put us both out of our misery."
Horrified face.
Bucket didn't respond most of the time since he figured that Scuff just needed something to do, like Kip. But that one was a line too far.
"What's wrong with you?" Question mark.
"We're replaceable."
"We're one of a kind."
"A lot of good that does." "Bucket, what are you doing?" Claire asked, coming back from her break. Scuff's face disappeared, looking agonized for a split second, before going back to being cheerful and fake. It got pretty lonely, being one of a kind. No one deserved that, not even rude, pessimistic fridges.
Talking to Scuff.
Scuff? Bucket pointed at the fridge. Oh, you named the broken fridge Scuff. Okay. Bucket shook his head. Claire understood immediately. The fridge named itself?
Thumbs up.
Huh. I knew this line was smart, but that's something else. Not the line, Scuff said. If Claire was startled by it speaking, she didn't show it.
One of a kind.
Well, welcome to Deep Space Discount, Scuff. Scuff didn't respond, but its face didn't seem quite as angry anymore. Hold on, hun, Claire said, leaving for a minute and coming back with a pack of magnets. I don't know if you speak this language, Claire admitted, but I think this is how you spell your name. A name tag, Scuff mused. Thank you. No problem, you're one of us now. Bucket was genuinely impressed with how Claire was able to connect with people. Maybe it was because she truly, deeply understood refrigerators. Maybe it was because she understood what it was like to be one of a kind. They had all started out as strangers here. They were all used like objects. They really weren't so different from Scuff. That didn't mean Scuff wasn't still bitter towards Bucket. Bucket had some resentment of his own he had to work through. But, deep down, they were the same, and no one could take that away. The end.